assassination, which is important on the practical level, even though it's happened a couple of days ago, which is Cholish Angel Sakana. The controlling Gemara, see one line on the Kuf Chav Tesa Ben Aleph, we are taught that Dova She'em, about this sixth wide line, Dova She'em Bo Sakana Omol Anach Riviosa. A cloud gadol, which is a very important cloud to know. If someone's a Cholish She'em Bo Sakana, how do you define a Cholish She'em Bo Sakana? Another issue, which we'll come to momentarily. But once you receive that definition of Cholish She'em Bo Sakana, Amira L'Nachri is Mutter. As opposed to Cholish She'esh Bo Sakana, where, of course, even Israel is not only permitted but required to Mechal Shabbos to save his life. Cholish She'em Bo Sakana, life is not at stake. It's a matter of relieving some of the symptoms that the Cholish She'em Bo Sakana has. So then the din is, you may do whatever you'd like to do through a non-Jew. Okay, that's the initial statement. And of course, this is quoted L'Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Chof Ches, Sif Yud Zayin. We were taught that someone who was, the definition there of Cholash Ein Basakana is Nofal L'Mishkov. Nofal L'Mishkov. Cholash and Nofal L'Mishkov. Shenochum Nof Ma'asol L'Mishkov Ein Basakana. Omrim L'Goy Lassus L'Rafua. Aber ein Michael nach der Schabbes, wie sie da reißen. Mefurish Adin Shulchan Aruch Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Zayin. What happens if the person is not Nofal L'Mishkov? Anyone who has an ailment is lying in bed. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Sif Aleph. Mi Shiyesh Lo Meich L'Shvi Alva Hu Mishazek V'Holech Kibari Osu Lassus Lo Shum Refua Ba'afilu Ayadei Goy Zero Mishum Shchika Samel Monim. Not only is there no heter to do something through a goy, there's even an iser. This is the iser which is spoken about way back, I think, in the fourth parak. You may not take medicines, and for lest you will grind the various herbs to make the medicines. This is Shin Chav Ches Sif Aleph. Again, he's not a Cholash Shin Basakana. He's a lower level. And therefore, it is absolutely prohibited. Fine. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah, when he quotes this din, explains it din, and it's in Shin Chav Ches Sif Aleph. Again, let's repeat. Cholash Shein Bo Sakana Damar Kuf Chav Tes. You can tell the guy to do anything. This fellow in Sif Aleph is not at that level. He's Mishazek V'Holech Kibari. He's not confined to bed. He's walking around. So in this case, you cannot tell a guy anything, right? Also, last year before, I feel the way goy. Can't tell a guy to do anything for this fellow. Good. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, it's like this. In Sivkot on Aleph. Im koyev le tuva v'chola kol gufay deizeh, shenofel le mishkov. No, this is lav dafka. The guy could be a brave fellow. He refuses to go to bed. He's sugar, he doesn't see the doctor. But koyev kol gufo, his whole body is racked with pain. Chola kol gufo. Right, that's he can do. A guy can do anything. Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkatan Aleph. Good. What about? Listen carefully. Cholish ein bo sakana. May you give him medicines? May you give him medicines? So he says over here in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Aleph. Mutu lasis lo bishvila refua she'ein b'malacha. Kaidisim in Shin Chav Zayin Sif Aleph. In Shin Chav Zayin Sif Aleph, they talk about individuals who you have to give certain medicinal applications to them. This is what's called Gzeremish M'shrika Salamonim. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkon Aleph that the Gzeremish M'shrika Salamonim does not apply to somebody who has the status of a chola she'ein bo sakon. Who said so? The Ramah. Let's look better here. The Ramah in Simen Shin Chav Ches Siv Lamed Zayin says that whole thing, you can't give any medicines, etc. V'imnafa l'mishkam shari, psaka l'ramo. The halacha doesn't like it too much. A long view of halacha doesn't like it. But the bottom line is, the Ramo said so. Fine. Fine. Good. Now, Rabosai, the same Mishnah Berurah, who's saying over here, in Sif Aleph writes this, reads as follows. I'll repeat it again. Mishyesh lo mechush bi'alma v'mischazik v'alach kibari osu l'asas lo shum refua afli adayin Yehudi k'zeh mishu m'shrikim samamonim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says Kotten Gimel. Afili adayin Yehudi haynu afilu dvorim shurak mishum shvus gam kein osu v'yodo kevin shurak mechush bi'alma. Who does he quote over here? A whole slew of Gedolei Olam. Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Ran. Okay? So the only one that we can see ourselves is the Ran. Those who want to look up the Ran, can, I don't know if we have time to look at it right now. If we have a chance, we'll look the Ran up. He says the Ran is to be found in Perek Shmona Shrotz. That's where the Sugis of Refuah are to be found. Fine? That's what it says. Good. So far, Bosai, so good. That is the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Vav, in Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Tes. Rambam writes as follows. Dover she'ena malacha, v'en also las also b'Shabbos, ela mishum shvus, mutal li'Yisrael loma l'goy las also b'Shabbos. This is the famous end of shvus to shvus. What is it, mutter? Who? Sheyesham miktsas choli. Whoa. So miktsas choli is matter what we call over here what? A shvus de shvus. Mefurash Rambam, and it's Mefurash Rambam, is found in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Does everyone agree?
Not necessarily.
Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Simon Shin Zayin Sifhei. Shulchan Aruch quotes Rambam verbatim. And he says, V'yesh Ostrim, who asks this? Over here, this is the opinion of the Tosfos and others. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, V'yesh Ostrim, yes, you have a source in Shas by Mila, Avalola Tzorach Mitzvah Cheres, but not for a different mitzvah, presumably not for a choli either. That is a big problem, also. Here, the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Chav Ches Aleph said, "Yav Mechush Bi Alma, also last Refuah, Afilu Ayin Goy." And here he says, in Simon Shin Zayin Sifhei, it's mutter to do what we call a Shvus to Shvus. What's the case? Mishum Miktsas Choli. Whoa, 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 whoa! Here's a Miktsas Choli. Here's a Mechush Bi Alma. By Mechush B'Yalma, it's also even through a guy. By Mechush B'Yalma, it's Mutter through a guy. It's a contradiction. It's a contradiction. Serious problem. So the Mogan Avram says something which is very remarkable.
Hello?
Yes.
What's the second Shvus in Shin Chav Ches?
Shin Chav Ches, Sif Aleph. Mishesh or Mechush B'Yalma, U'mischazik V'Ol HaKibari, also lasas lo Shum Refuah, look about the Doraisa. Sugar food, give him an aspirin. I don't know what. I feel like they go, or some massage, I don't know what. Zeya Mishm Shrika Samaman. This is the Machab. So, even a guy can't do it. Whereas over here, in Shin Zayin Sifhei, it says that a Shvus to Shvus is Mutter, what we call over here what? A Miktas Choli. So Miktas Choli is Mutter. Why over here when it comes to Mechush B'Yalma, is it also? So there's a Mogan Avram in Simon Shin Chav Ches, Sivkotin Chav Ches. There, the Shulchan Aruch says, I'll read you the words of the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Siv Chav Hei, Ritiya, Shenofla Me'alamaka Agave Karka, you have a bandage, it falls to the ground. Loyach Zirena, can't put it back. Nofel gabi kli yachzi renat sunin end of eruv. Vayde goy mutter lahanicha afilu betchilu. You tell the guy to put the shvatiyah on, even if it was never on you before. Says the Milan Avraham, Dafka mitzvah scholi, kamosha kosov sif yud zayin, and sif aleph. Even we call the mitzvah scholi to be matarit, as we saw in the same siman shin chav ches, sif yud zayin, and sif aleph. Comes along the machzis hashekel, af al gav la yudei goy, have shvus to shvus. Mikomakom lohuta b'mechush b'yalma ki b'miksas choli. What the Machzis Hashekel tells me, Rabbi, there are four levels. Chola sheyesh bo sakana, everything goes. Chola sheein bo sakana, you tell the guy anything. Yisrael, there are 3-4 days. I'm not going into that right now. Miktas choli, when shvus to shvus is mut. That's we saw shin zayin sefei based on the Rambam perikov. Mechush b'yalma is leaving less than mitzvah scholi. So then, nothing is allowed. Absolutely zero. You can't do a refuah even through a god. Even the shvus to shvus is prohibited.
What's the difference between mitzvah scholi?
Ha ha! You asked the $64,000 question. Why can you? Whoever heard us, really? How do you define these things? How do you define them? I just don't understand. What's pshat? What's pshat? And the Magen Avraham, I mean, this is explicitly found in the Machzis Hashekel. The Magen Avraham himself, and Sif Katan Yud Beis, says it makes the following. He says, Things about Ayde Yaakov, Shvus to Shvus, Miktas Choli, Umechosh Biyama, Afil Ayde Yaakov, Master Sif Alam. So it's not just the Machzis Hashekel said it, the Magen Avraham said it. And this is talking your base. But the question becomes, what? We don't find such a distinction. And how are you going to... A, we don't find any Rishonim, and B, we don't even know how to distinguish between the two of them. What's pshat? Oh. So in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, in Hilchos Shabbos, the Magen Mishnah says as follows. The Mechaber says, the Rambam says, Chola she'ein bo sakana osen lo kol tzarochov ayadei goy. That's what we saw. Everything goes through a goy. Good. It's a chola she'ein bo sakana. Fine. But he says, by contrast, this is chola kol aguf, or she had a baby in the last 30 days. Fine. But someone who is chole, avachoshesh u'mischadek v'olech kibari, ein matirilo afil shvus to the ram, v'afil ayade goy, v'lo od, el advarim she'ein v'amalocha v'lo klum, v'olam, gozu v'shem shchikas ha'mamonim. Ad kan? This is the Rashba and the Rambam. We mentioned this before. Not only are malachas not permitted even through a guy, even impose these surim, what's called the gzeirah mishum shchikas ha'mamonah for this individual who is not qualified for the dispensations of a chol l'shem basakani. He's a mechosh. He doesn't feel well. Okay, so he makes a contrast between chol l'shem basakani, when through a guy everything goes, and somebody else. To somebody else, he doesn't make gradations. Miktas choli, cholish, and mechash b'yama. We don't find such gradations over here in the base in the Magad Mishnah. Okay. Now, so when it says over here mechash b'yama, he says we saw the Mishnah Berurah, shvus to shvus is awesome. Comes the Lecha Mishnah with the following question. It says over here. It says over here that an individual who his eyes hurt, v'chein kochel einav min agoy b'shabbos, af al pi she'ein sham sakana. Says the Lecha Mishnah, this guy kochel einav through a goy. He's not that sick. Yes. Why is that permissible? This is what he asks. Lecha Mishnah here, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, in Hilchos Shabbos. Yisrael may not do it himself. The Magen Mishnah explains, why can't he do it himself? You do not qualify for a chol she'ein bo sakana. So what's the Magen Mishnah right over here? Fine. According to the Rambam, even a shvus of Yisrael is mutter for a chol she'ein bo sakana. So apparently, shvus to shvus is mutter, even if you're not a chol she'ein bo sakana. This is the question of the Lecha Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah is a dochak answer. So when it says in the over here, afilu ayadei goy, you may not even do it through a goy, that's referring to an isa d'oraisa. That's a shurach apshat. That's not the simple read. Of course, if that pshat's correct, there's no kash. Shuz to shuz is always mutter. But the Shulchan Aruch changed the lashon of the Magen Mishnah and said, "Asur lasas lo shun refuah, afilu ayadei goy." It's going klar on the Rabbanans. Simin shin chav ches sifalim, as the Mishnah Berurah explained. So now we're back to square one. The Magen Rami gave you the answer. Four levels, but that fourth level is not in the Magen Mishnah. We don't understand where it comes from. We don't understand what it means. We're going to draw such a line. I want to give my own answer to Steer and Shulchan Aruch. Let's kind of get this to the Kash. The Kash the Magen Rami already asked. In one place, the Mechaber writes in Siman Shin Zayin Tzifei, if someone was a Vitzis Choli, Shvus to Shvus is Mutter. Another place, he says explicitly in Shin Chav Ches Sif Aleph, that someone who is a Mechash B'Alma, we may not do anything even through a guy. And now, the distinction, the classical distinction which the Magen Avraham draws between Mitzvah Choli and Mechash B'Alma is not so satisfying. We don't understand where it comes from. It's against the Magen Mishnah. We don't know what to draw the line. So I only my own original teretz to this question. No, it's against the Magen Avraham. What can I do? Tori v'lo mani tzoruch. I make the following suggestion for my own pshat. Rabosai, Shvus de Shvus means as follows. If I do an action, it's prohibited. If the action is a prohibited action on the lower level of the Rabbana, so it's a lower level of prohibition. If it's done through a goy, it goes down another notch. Because I didn't do the action, the goy did the action. That's the head of Shvus to Shvus. We spoke about it a little bit, about Amir Lanochri, I think. I believe we spoke about that a few months ago, I believe so. However, Rabosai, the Gzeira Mishim Shrika Samamonim, which is an independent gezeira. This has nothing to do with malachas. Malachas, you do a prohibited action. Okay, prohibited action here, or prohibited action there. These are prohibited actions. However, Rabosai, the gezeira mishum shchika samamonim has nothing whatsoever to do with a particular action. But what you did, the problem is that you are healing. And in fact that you are healing causes a Xeris Chazal, don't even pop an aspirin, because we're afraid, next thing you know, you're going to grind the herbs in order to make that potion. On both sides. Does it make a difference if I perform an action or no action? I'm going to do an action. It's a Xeris, I may come to do something else. And therefore, if I give it to a guy, I haven't achieved anything. No difference if I did it myself, I did it through a goy. Some things where the action is prohibited, then it's one step down if it's done through a goy. But if the prohibition is not a prohibition of action, it's a prohibition of gzera, or of result, things of this nature, doing it through a goy is no different than doing it through a Jew. Just to talk with you out of context, because I'm learning Chul Yoredei this year. We're discussing in the shiur just yesterday, there's a concept known as a mevatel isa lechatchila. Have you ever heard of that? It comes up in many places in Shas. Based on Abdallah, to works out those words. So the discussion in the poskim, what if I ask a goy to do it for me? Instead of I take the iser and I throw it into 100 parts heta, the goy will throw it in. So the mefarshim say, what's the difference if a Jew does it, a goy does it? What's the difference? It's the result that counts. Not if I do it, a goy does it. The skin is a muscle, which is on my head. We're just learning it right now in the Shia. Here too, it's a Xerish Mishrika Samamanin, doing it through a guy, but she's absolutely zero. There's an Egle Tal about this. Now, the Egle Tal, you know, wrote a Sefer on the Lama Tesbalov. He didn't get past in Egle Tal itself. I don't think he got past the Siddur, the Pas, the one or two more. The rest is found in Avnenezer, but he's mashed on most of it. Okay. So what's doing in Egle Tal? The answer is Tochen. Tochen is one of the Siddur, the Pas, Malachas. And Refuah is also examined from Shechikas HaMamonim, which is the Malach of Tochen. There's a long piece about in Tochen about this. And he writes there in Os Chof that the nature of the Issur is Lihisrapos, even B'Shevi Al Taseh. Makes no difference if you do it yourself or do it through a guy. It's not a Shvus through an action. Oh, so far so good. So far, so good. Follow what I'm saying? Having said this, we now understand the distinction between Shin Chav Ches Sif Aleph and Shin Zayin Sif He. Shin Zayin Sif He is not discussing Shrikas HaMamonim, not at all. Shin Zayin Sif He is discussing doing a prohibited action. An action was prohibited for everybody else to do. You're going to do it for the purpose of someone who is sick. He's not quite a chol Hashem b'sakana. He is a lower level, but he is sick. So then, Rabosai, this is permitted. This is allowed. Oh, having said this, Rabosai, that this is allowed, we can understand the following the point. Listen very carefully, please. We're going to make the following suggestion. We're going to say that if it's an action, a purely prohibited action, you have a right to be matas shvus to shvus. This action goes down a notch. It itself is only an iser, which is an iser midrabbanon of an action. And now it's been done through a goy. This is shin zayin sif he. However, shin chav ches sif aleph is different. We're talking over here about the gzer mishum shchika samamonim. In gzer mishum shchika samamonim, it makes no difference if I'm doing it myself or if I'm doing it through a guy. I'm doing it through a guy. So what's the point? What's the hefter of doing it through a guy? It adds absolutely zero. And therefore, you've achieved nothing. So today we're going to make the following chazar. It's shvus to shvus b'mutter b'mokom, someone who doesn't qualify to be a chol Hashem b'sakana? The answer is, not a distinction between Mitzvah Choli and Mechashma. It's the same thing. Only three levels, not four levels. Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana, Chol Sheein Bo Sakana, and any other Choli, Chol is not quite Ein Bo Sakana, not left on the Mishkav. I don't care if it's called Mitzvah Choli, you can call Mechashma, it's all the same thing. And in all of these same things, the din is as follows, Rabosai. To ask a guy to do something which is Asim B'Drabonon is permissible. That's what's called the shvus to shvus b'makom choli, which would work to makom mitzvah, makom hefsid, is against maybe. However, zeirish m'shchikas ha'mamonim, that's not an action as such. You can be completely passive and still be in violation of the zeirish m'shchikas ha'mamonim. And therefore, for this reason, Rabosai, it's not going to help at all to do it through a guy. Do it through a guy, do it through a Jew. Is one and the same. It's not any sort of action, yes.
What is something that the Gezerah does not apply to? That you'd still
simple.
To do through?
I'll tell a guy, carry this for the chole in the street where there's no Erev. It's a karmos. That's what it's done. The Rambam gives examples, and the examples are actually quoted in the Shulchan Aruch itself, in Simon Shin Zayin and Sif Hei, of various things you may do. He gives examples. He says, Omer, Yisrael, any Yehudi, to bring the mayim, the recharts of shlo yir v'luchot b'om and stock. Because that's exactly the example he gives. It's no shrikas ha'avon, it's bringing water. But the water has to come through a karmelis, or a lo yirvu. I think this is a gaval of geteretz, and it's, you don't have to come on to these distinctions which seem to be artificial, and we don't know how to divide it so precisely between mitzvah choli on the one hand, and a mechashma on the other hand. No! So it's exactly the same thing. They were matter the rabbanans such as bringing water in a chot to shenem urevus. That is mutter. But the gzera mishmashkin samamanim applies because it's not a isa maisa. Also, if you remember, we spoke a little bit maybe about the sugas of the third perek about whether the het of shvus to shvus for the gzeras of bishul. I don't know if you remember those Shehiya and Achzara and Hanocha. Right? We mentioned at the time that there were those who want to suggest there's a heter of Shavuos to Shavuos even for Gzeiros. Don't do this lest you do that. Afal Pikein, there are those, it's Mechaber, Yesh Shinlam and Chesed Beis, Yesh Matirin Lomale and Yehudi Lenagin Klishir Bechupas. Can you imagine that? The Simchas Chos of the Kala, hire a Goyish band. You do that, they'll throw you out of town. They'll throw you out of town. They'll throw you out of town. Forget about it. All right? Forget it. So we assume that this is not correct. There are those who even want to be Matan Malacha Doraisa of Simchas Chos of the Kala. Some kind of a special din. And others disagree, etc. So the question is, if not, why not? Shvus to shvus, but malka mitzvah. Yeah.
The xer of shamayi takin is not a...
Is that not a sort of action? To make a bo balabatish. The guy will play the guitar, and when the string breaks, I'll fix it. So the guy will do what we call the shahiya, and when things don't go right, I'll be mechata b'gacholim. Those who remember that paradigm of Yisro shahiya. We then suggested that even though there's no heter of shvus to shvus v'makom tzorech with respect to shehiya, it makes no difference if you do whatever God does. By the way, I think I had my first shehiya shot of my life 2 weeks ago. I kid you not. Hakzara, hanocha, shehiya? What makes a shot of shehiya? It's always a blech. We pass it as a blech, you put them on a minute before Shabbos. This is the story which happened. I kid you not. A balabosta panicked. She was going to be short of chicken. She already had chicken. She's, all of a sudden, she sees, oh, you give out. So just before Shabbos, she puts a raw chicken. There's no head of the chaisa, but just before Shabbos, she puts a chicken in a crock pot. No blech in a crock pot. It's like pasta. It's awesome. Can't use that chicken. Mamish, can't see she. First time I've ever had it. Let's say she would have done it through a goy. I passed the same thing. Right? It doesn't matter who does it, because you do. The guy puts it down. You'll be mechata b'gachol. Most of us will stop here. Shmaya will continue tomorrow. I'm sorry for the a little early.